We started the programme looking at elections to Europe. The big winner in Europe last night, our own Ciara McGeehan, winning the 1500 metres at the European Championships in Rome. A second gold for Ireland after our mixed 4x400 relay team on Friday night. Ireland hadn't won a gold at the Europeans since Sonia O'Sullivan in 1998, and hopes are high that a third might be on the way tonight, when emerging Irish superstar Rashida Adeleke goes for gold in the 400. We'll talk about all that to former indoor world champion and RTE analyst Dermot O'Rourke shortly. But first to Ciara, who'll get her gold later today. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been to Portaferry to catch up with her parents, Catherine and Christopher McGeehan, and get their reaction to her win.
I missed the first couple of laps because it was that intense and it was that close. But when we turned the corner, and I could see Ciara sort of smiled a wee bit. I said to myself, well, here we go. She finishes that she hasn't her legs. And then when she moved, Catherine and I just got up and started shouting, encouraging her on as best we could from Portaferry, and Ciara being in Rome. But on the night, Ciara went past and between the two of them, and on she went. That was it, Connor. She took it on then, took the gold, which is what we've been looking for now this last 15 years, love. We always wanted, she always wanted the gold. And she's had a silver and a bronze, and now we have the gold, Portaferry, so we'll take that.
Yeah. You must be incredibly, incredibly proud of her.
Oh, definitely. This man's horse, he's got all bloated up. He's all swollen up with pride.
Oh, yeah.
But do you see when you watch the replay, you can actually see when she sees the gap open up, she puffs out, she breathes out, and then she takes a big deep sigh in, and she just goes for it as if she was going for the goal with a hurling the ball. That's exactly what she was like going through, and I thought, that's it, no one is catching her. All you can see was the dust of her heels. It was brilliant.
I know this is a hurling house and a camogie house, mm-hmm. and he referenced the fact that, you know, she learned a few tricks, I suppose, about not getting boxed in, having played camogie all her life. To what extent do you think her kind of GAA background helped her just in that moment where she needed to kind of show a wee bit of mettle and kind of maybe push through a wee bit?
Well, Ciara started off as young playing camogie. We were at local matches and would have been that side there with Billy Gallagher and further down with Billy Cram. From an early age, competitive. Ciara's very competitive. And she has that edge, and she always had it, you know, and she knew, but she got great inspiration from the guys and the girls in the 400 relay. You know, she took a great bit from that. It was Thunder last night, and she says, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
That's Catherine and Christopher McGeehan, proud parents, with our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley in Portaferry earlier today. Dermot O'Rourke is with us. Afternoon, Dermot.
Hi, how are you?
This is some week that we're having. And that win has been a long, long time coming for Ciara McGeehan.
Yeah, absolutely. When Ciara was a junior athlete, she was a real talented teenager, and there was so much talk about her here in Ireland, but also in the international track world, about that she would be the next superstar. And, you know, when she went into her early 20s, had various injury issues, and it took a little bit of time for her to find her way. And then she started picking up medals, making major championship finals. She was fourth at a world championships last year, and finally getting to the top of the podium and hearing that Irish anthem has definitely been about a decade in the making. But she got there last night, and onwards and upwards now to the Olympics.
And like many boys, and particularly girls from a multi-sport background, lovely to hear her reference in camogie, although she didn't have to use either her elbows or a stick to break through last night.
No, she went through there very very cleverly, didn't she? Because, you know, you have to be careful in those moments as well. You don't want anyone to dispute how you ran the race, so she couldn't touch any of her competitors. You know, she had to be just very, very clever, and she was. And yeah, it's great to hear it. And I think, you know, I'm a mom of two kids, and you just want them to give everything a go when it comes to sport when they're young. And I think most of the really good athletes on that Irish team have given so many sports a go. But it's lovely that she feels so strongly about that camogie background and how it's given her an edge out there in Europe with those other ladies.
Now, let's look ahead to tonight. We spoke to you on this show a few weeks ago, and this was just after the World Relays in the Bahamas, and you said very confidently on this programme that Rashida Adeleke was not just going to be one of the great Irish sports people of all time. You said she was going to be the greatest, and we're probably going to get to see an indication of that tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, she's still very young. She's only 21, but I do believe Rashida is a different level. The fact that she's going into this 400 metre final perhaps as the favourite. Now, there's a Polish athlete who is ranked number one in Europe, but Rashida hasn't run until last night, hadn't run an individual 400 yet this year. So it's really between Rashida and Kaczmarek, the Polish athlete who's beat with silver at World Championships last year when Rashida didn't quite make it onto the podium at the end of a long season. So I think tonight is the first step in that big career that she's been building up to. She's finished with college now. She graduated just a couple of weeks ago, and tonight is her first real opportunity to get a title and to get a European title. And she wouldn't be on the start line if she didn't think she could win tonight.
Yeah, 10 to 9. It's on RTE television and on the player for everybody to see. And I mean, just a reminder, I said at the start, it's nearly 30 years since we won a gold at European, and now we are in we've had two. There's possibly a third tonight. And there's a prospect of a fourth in the relay later in the week, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the women's 4x4 relay, which Rashida Adeleke and Shirley Maudsley will go into after their final tonight. So that they're hugely, there's a huge amount of depth in that relay, and it's hard to see too many teams in Europe being better than them. It will just depend on the other two runners really on the team and how tired the girls are actually going into that. But it has been phenomenal. Look, I think this is a golden age of Irish athletics, and it is brilliant to see them just really delivering on that talent and pulling off these gold medals.
Yeah, I mean, we could see the excitement of you, Rob, and Sonia on the panel on RT over the last few nights. And it is very exciting to watch for anybody who's been involved in athletics for as long as you have. Why is Ireland going through a golden era at the moment?
I think the talent that's there right now is incredible. And actually, the diverse events they cover. So like we've been talking, you know, maybe about Rashida and Kira tonight, but you're talking about 400 metres, 1500 metres, but there's a 20-year-old called Nicola Tuttle, and she's going tonight in the hammer throw. So she's in the final of a hammer throw, a completely technical power-based event, very different to the events that the two ladies were running. So I think Irish athletics is seeing this real surge in belief that's been building for probably the past 5 years. A lot of athletes have this brilliant individual ownership where they're setting up these kind of great performance systems around themselves, and then they're dipping in and out of the Institute of Sport, Sport Ireland, Athletics Ireland for those supports. But it is, I think, the talent combined with those kind of structures that are around them, and then the support that's come through Sport Ireland has really started to pay off in the sport.
So do you expect to be on your feet again tonight?
I do expect to be on my feet. I can't watch these finals sitting down.
I can't.
I get too nervous. I start to feel anxious. I just can't sit down. And Sonia can sit at the start. Rob tends to walk around. But you know what? We're so invested because we've seen all these athletes, you know, coming up through their careers. And you want them actually to do the best that they can do in that moment. And we're fortunate that oftentimes the best right now for Irish athletics is actually the best in Europe. So, yeah, you want them walking away happy and smiling.
Dervla, good to talk to you. The week's not done yet. Dervla O'Rourke, thank you.